Conservatives celebrate Independence Day, the best is yet to come. By Hannah Knudsen on July 4, 2024. Well-known conservative political figures celebrated Independence Day on Thursday, championing the unique American spirit and remembering all the sacrifices made throughout American history in standing up against tyranny. Former President Donald Trump shared two videos on Truth Social, which featured Trump with hopeful words about the country's future. "We will proclaim the ideals of the Declaration of Independence. America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come," Trump said. "Happy Independence Day. Today, we remember the sacrifices made by those who came before us to secure our liberty," Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said. "Let's stand strong against tyranny and ensure that America remains the land of the free and the home of the brave," she added. 248 years ago, our great nation declared independence from the British and fought for our God-given rights and freedom. We are thankful for the brave American heroes from 1776 to now, who have made the ultimate sacrifice, making our nation the shining city on a hill and giving hope to the world," Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairman Michael Whatley said in a statement. "Today, we are grateful to live in the land of the free as we celebrate with our friends and family. May God continue to bless the United States of America," he added. "As we gather to celebrate the birth of our great nation on this July 4th, we are reminded of the principles of freedom, independence, and the unwavering spirit that has made America the land of opportunity. Happy Independence Day," Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., said. Former Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard used the day to remind Americans that we live in dangerous times, urging them to reflect on the ideals of freedom enshrined in our Constitution that are the bedrock of our republic. "Our freedoms are under attack. We must stand together, no matter our politics, race or religion, and defend them," she added. Happy hashtag Independence Day. As we celebrate, we must also remember where our hashtag freedom comes from. It comes from God, Christian evangelist Franklin Graham said, thanking God for this great nation and our freedom from tyranny, and for his hand of mercy and blessing on it through the years. "My prayer this hashtag July 4 is that we would turn to God rather than turning farther away from him," he added as others shared their thoughts and reflections. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had one of the lengthiest posts Thursday morning, re-emphasizing what was at stake for the Founding Fathers. 248 years ago, 56 men signed a declaration announcing independence from Great Britain and asserting that individual rights are gifts from God, not a courtesy of the state. "They pledged their lives, fortunes and sacred honor to the cause," he said, explaining that their signatures would, in the event the revolution failed, become their own death warrant. "They were leading, not following. Most colonists either remained loyal to the British crown or were unwilling to take sides. The battle ahead was difficult, and they never had great odds of actually winning against the most powerful nation on earth," DeSantis continued. "The ultimate victory in the battle for independence remains a watershed moment in history, powered by the stirring words of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Happy 4th of July and God bless the patriots who risked everything so that we could be free," the governor said.